All right. And YouTube video going, podcast audio up there. Independent.co.uk. This is the Morning Wine Cellar of February 12th, 2019. It is 3:43 a.m., so I need to hurry the fuck up. school apologizes after children perform Black History Month poem with black face masks. And it looks like paper on popsicle sticks. And this school made these kids wear black face masks, and they apologized. And they're in Atlanta, all right? So they're in Atlanta, Georgia, and the school has apologized after children performed a poem for Black History Month in blackface masks. The pupils at the Kindesi Old Fourth Ward Charter School. Charter schools are better choice. Charter school recited Paul Lawrence Dunbar's 1896 poem, We Wear the Mask, while wearing black masks with exaggerated red lips and bright wide eyes, big ass wide eyes. Like, they have an image up here on their website. A video of the recital, which was performed by 7 and 8 year olds, has been viewed millions of times since it was posted to the Facebooks by a concerned parent last week. Simone Banks, who shared the footage, said many mothers were pissed and that the school has to do better. No, they don't. The school is under the system of white supremacy. They don't have to do shit. Take a little sip off of my blended fruit and water that I drink in the morning. it says, and this is a quote, Kindesi School is a great school, and we are all like a big family. However, this act was not acceptable. I do understand that it is a poem, but the kids could not have made up their own masks and used emojis or anything other than blackface. There is a big lesson to be learned here. No, there's not. A racist white person wanted something to laugh at, and they got it. Done. And they signaled it out to other racist white people that, hey, look at what we can do with these little nigger kids. Ha ha ha. Funny. That's it. That's what happened. The school subsequently apologized for the hurt, anger, frustration, and disappointment caused by the performance. It said an investigation was underway to ensure this never happens again, and that teachers were being educated on cultural competency in race and racism in the U.S. I think they already know. AJ Calloway is suspended from Extra, which I don't know if that's a television program, a television network, a fucking Netflix series. I don't know anymore. There's too many things. But AJ Calloway, he was that nigga that had the, he had the Terminator dreads or braids on 106 and Park. And, he raped a woman in 2006, got off on that one. And then two more women recently came forward. So right now he is suspended pending an investigation. And in the article, they keep using the words, sexual misconduct. And, you know, fucking, it's all bullshit. So, yeah, fuck that nigga AJ, funky-ass rapist. Over here, I don't think I'm really on the rollingout.com very often, but apparently on the rollingout.com and a lot of other outlets, because I kept, before I got out of bed, I scrolled my newsfeed a little bit more, so this story is like a crack in the traction, and it's, an NFL star and his white wife toast to more light-skinned babies. And, this article is kind of editorialized. Black History Month 2019 has gotten off to an atrocious start in many people's opinions. Liam Neeson admitted that he is an attempted racist murderer. And, Gucci or whatever the fuck had a blackface sweater shirt turtleneck chin neck mouth face cover up thing. Like, I don't know how that, how, what was the idea? Yeah, because fucking clowns. I don't want to interact with them. You know, and I mean, niggas can boycott. I mean, how many niggas was finna get, what was it, like an $800, $600 shirt? Like, is it even, there's no such thing as a shirt worth that much. Like, unless it, like, comes with a car. You know, a forklift or something. Come on. And now we have NFL athletes and their Caucasian, which is, that's not what Europeans are. The Caucasus Mountains or whatever. With their Caucasian girlfriends promoting light to white babies. And again, this is very editorialized. Rollingout.com. Self-hatred and colorism are cultural cancers that continue to eat away at Black Americans in 2019. This is evidenced by a group of Black men and their white wives and girlfriends who make it their mission to produce and promote more lighter-skinned babies. And so this individual, his name is Jaleel, excuse me, it looks like Jaleel Ade, and he plays for the Los Angeles Chargers. And he's with a fiance named Lindsay Nelson, and they are incurring the wrath of Instagram users after they and their Black male friends and white significant others posted comments they made that were captured on Lindsay's Instagram story. The couple and their friends, a table full of Black men and their white girlfriends, made a toast to more light-skinned kids. They were proud of their toast that they repeated light-skinned kids three times. Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and actually crack this open and play the audio from this. Because I saw the headline. I didn't know that there was a fucking video. Like, Jesus Christ. So I can play the audio from the video. Man, that is something kind of tacky. These niggas. And it's like, and this nigga, like, he's about dark as me. Like, I'm looking at the picture of this cat, and yeah, he's right, he's around where I am. And it's like, so he just, he literally doesn't want his complexion to live on. And that's interesting. Like, because if I were to deliberately breed on purpose, like, I think I'd want to get, like, because I'm married to someone else. Like, I'm married to Phoenix Kalita, and she's lighter skinned than me. But, like, if I were to breed on purpose, maybe I'd want to get, like, some sort of, what is it, artificial insemination? You know, it's, like, you know, and keep the complexion going. I that's the idea I have in my head. You know, all right, so let's see here. Is this the link to the video? Or Instagram may have taken this post down. Oh, no, they did not. All right, let's see. Let's have a good time.
Cheers to more light-skinned kids.
Oh my god, that audio came in super hot. Why is that that loud? All right, I can make an adjustment. My bad, folks. That was super loud. All right.
Cheers to more light-skinned kids.
Okay, and it repeats itself. Like, apparently Instagram videos, like, they replay over and over again. Alright, so that's what's going on there. Toast to more light-skinned kids. But I do keep in mind that these are very few niggas. Like, these are a super small slice percentage of Black people here. Black men in particular. You know, so these niggas is funny style, and fuck these niggas, and I'll keep mashing forward. And I responded to a post on the Facebooks by Sevgi Fernandez about Kamala Harris, and Sevgi Fernandez, I was on her program some time ago, man. I think it may have been like late 2016. Yeah, I was on her program, Together We Stand, I think it was. And Sevgi Fernandez put up a post and saying, "Why are people questioning Kamala's blackness? It's so ignorant. I've had it happen to me all my life. Listen, we are black enough to have been slaves, to have been raped by slave masters, and to have been hung. We are black enough to face the sick-ass discrimination we see in our country. Still, we are clearly black enough to scare folks who want to question it. My father was a Black Panther. My sister and I both fight for equality every day. My son has been stopped by the cops for walking while black when his only offense is actively fighting racism. We don't just talk about it, we do it. So take your divisive tactics and ignorance and put it where the sun don't shine. And FYI, I'm raising 4 children, one who will challenge your system of, 4 children, one who will challenge your system of hate, and so trust and believe the end is coming. All right. And there's a whole thread going on, and everybody's leaving their comments. And I went ahead and I left a comment. I keep it pretty simple. I said, I don't question it. I flat out deny it. And then Sevgi Fernandez said, can you expound? And so I said, yes, with a very few words. I'm black, full black, read as black, treated as black, and live a black life in favor of my fellow black people. Kamala is Indian with a tiny bit of black and one summer indoors from white passing. Chose to live that life as a violent sociopathic white supremacist, but now she's the same thing as me for political convenience? No, I flat out deny it. Because that's what Kamala Harris chose to do. Alright, like, Kamala Harris is she's about as black as Elizabeth Warren is indigenous to this continent. Alright? Kamala Harris is not fucking black. Just isn't, period, point blank. I know y'all niggas want Kamala Harris to be black. So what, nigga? I don't care. I don't care what the fuck you want. Fuck what you want. And fuck your partisan hackery. Fucking niggas just gonna claim that nigga is black. Jesus fucking Christ. Y'all niggas some fucking clowns. All right. Let's see what the hell else, because I do need to hurry up and get the frack out of here. Oh. I can tell you this. I have some show notes coming up because I have to do a Tariq Nasheed comedy episode. The shit is funny as fuck. I have 4 notes that I think we can probably pull.
Ooh,
excuse me. We can probably bust like a 30-minute segment out of this shit, and it's gonna be fucking funny because Tariq Nasheed. With his whole little African descendants of slavery thing and all that whole business, and we want legislation for us, but he's saying tangibles. Like, Tariq Nasheed sounds funny as hell trying to talk about partisan politics. He has no idea what in the blue fuck he's talking about. It's outstanding. All right. And so the video that I'm pulling it from, it's on the YouTubes. And it's called Tariq Nasheed, What is Modern Pan-Africanism? And so at one point in the video, he claims to know why a Virginia official was accused of rape. All right, which is that that black man out there that got accused of rape. And Tariq Nasheed is pretty sure he knows why. And it's fucking hilarious. 17 minutes into that video. He thinks that Democrats are giving Ocasio-Cortez racial talking points. He really thinks that. Like, he actually thinks that the Democrats accept and like and want Ocasio-Cortez there, but also that she gets talking points from them. He actually thinks this shit. At another point in the video, he actually thinks that he has a movement that Ocasio-Cortez is paying attention to and responding to. He actually thinks that his little hashtags, that she is making sure to read those and then go on news networks and respond to them to try to get people that support Tariq Nasheed to vote Democrat. He actually thinks that shit. It's fucking hilarious. And and then he also and then like a creep, you know, like the creepy pimp he is, he just right there live on the broadcast, he just starts searching for pictures of her because he thinks that she is using like some sort of skin darkening makeup for when she's trying to get talk to black people. It's fucking rowdy. And he bases this off of just looking at all the images of a Google image search. It's fucking special. Oh, and he also thinks that he knows where Cory Booker gets his money from. It's fucking great. It's gonna be a fucking hoot, alright? Alright, Morning Wine Cellar, February 12th, 2019, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. All right, and YouTube is up and out of there. Podcast audio, you also gotta go.